Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what is the profit? Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, who sent the Holy Spirit to create a living act of faith in the hearts of those spiritually dead unbelievers, dear fellow redeemed. So, did your heart skip a beat when you heard the words this morning in our sermon text? There's especially two verses. First is the first verse, where James writes, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? The second is verse 24, where James writes, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. What is James saying? That can't be right. Doesn't the Apostle Paul write the exact opposite, clearly stating in his letter to the Romans, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law? James' words seem to be teaching that, yeah, it's good to believe in Jesus, but it's not sufficient for salvation. Your works must complete it. But again, the Apostle Paul clearly states in Ephesians 2, for by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Well, we can be rest assured that James is not saying that faith alone does not save. What he's saying is that faith is never alone. This whole teaching about faith and good works is really so very simple. Yet man has inserted his logic, his reason, his philosophy, and so he's confused, he's twisted, he's distorted and misinterpreted scriptures that he's come up with some really soul-destroying teachings. Shortly after Martin Luther died, there arose a controversy within the Lutheran Church concerning good works. A man named George Major contended, good works are necessary to salvation. In fact, he went so far as to say, it's impossible to be saved without good works. Well, to combat that heresy, a man named Nicholas von Amsdorf contended, good works are injurious, they're harmful to salvation. As so very often happens in controversy, one side goes to one side of this pendulum, way to the left, and to combat that, the other side goes way to the other side of the pendulum and is just as wrong. And so what Major was espousing was that yeah, faith in Jesus is okay, but you have to have works. And those works are what complete your salvation. What Amsdorf was saying was that it doesn't matter how you live, as long as you say, I believe, and you're saved. Both are dead wrong. Both of these teachings, Paul and James had to combat. James was contending with the Judaizers, the so-called Christian Jews that said, yeah, Jesus is good and salvation through him, but you got to make sure you keep all those Old Testament laws and regulations too in order to make sure yourself of your salvation. And James was contending against the lazy Jewish Christians who said, it doesn't matter how you live, just have that intellect of faith. Faith that's in the mind, and that's good enough. Both of these false teachings from Satan are still prevalent today. And so, what is the working principle between faith and works? That's our theme this morning. The right connection between faith and works in the Christian life. And our first point is this. A faith that is only head knowledge is dead. Indeed, cannot have life. Let's look again at James' words in the very first verse of our text, verse 14. James writes, what does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can such a faith save him? And the clear implication of James is the answer is no. That faith can't save. Why? Because that's really not faith. That's someone who's just saying the right answers, reciting the right creeds, professing the right formulas, but doesn't have saving faith. Saving faith is from the heart, not from the mouth, not from the lips. And it's seen by loving actions. It's seen by fruits done for the Lord. The kind of faith which is word only, James says, is dead. In fact, it's no faith at all. And so James proves his point by giving us a very concrete example. He writes, if a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, oh, depart in peace, be warmed, be filled, but you don't give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Saving faith is active. It lives. It does. It acts. Our Lord tells us in 1 John 3, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and truth. Yes, Jesus commands us to show our faith by our actions. Not by just our words, but by what we do for one another, our love for him, and our love for our fellow human beings. Saving faith from the heart, not the lips, or the mouth, or just the head, willingly serves, willingly loves, willingly cares, gives, obeys. In short, saving faith will bring forth good fruits, good works. There's no action, no response, no love, just words. James concludes, faith is dead. No works, no faith. And don't we battle that every day? Our new man within us, that saving, active faith and trust in Jesus within us, motivates us to love God because he loved us first. Leads us to want to help others, care for others, serve others. We're selfless, kind, willing to give, willing to share, willing to forgive those who have done evil against us, and willing to ask for forgiveness against those whom we've done evil against as well. Willing to give of our time and our talents to spread the gospel and tell others about Jesus. But inside every single one of us is also the old Adam. The old Adam that wants to destroy that new man and leads us to want to be selfish, self-centered, demanding, impatient, unforgiving. And that battle between the new Adam, the new man, and the old Adam is lifelong. But if our living act of faith is daily being fed by the Word of God and supported by the Word of God, it'll show. And we'll win many of those skirmishes, many of those battles with our sinful flesh. So, if someone asks you, how can I be saved? And you give them the answer, believe in God. Is that a good answer? No. Who's that God? What's that God done for you? James says, that's no different than the devils. They believe in God too, and they tremble. They believe that God exists. They know God exists, and that they're doomed to destruction. Believing in God is more than just believing that he exists. Even believing that Jesus Christ exists. There's a far cry difference between knowing Jesus Christ came into this world, was born in Bethlehem, raised in Jerusalem, lived a life, died on a cross, and believing, trusting, relying upon that Jesus, and that all that he did was for my sake, to take away all my sins and earn for me everlasting life. Faith can only come from the heart. It's always a living, active thing. We must always remember that faith saves because of its object, Jesus, not because of its intensity, whether it's strong or weak or great or small. There's always the danger of overemphasizing faith and then de-emphasizing the object, our Savior. Faith does not save. Jesus saves. His perfect life for us, his suffering upon the cross and dying for us, his resurrection from the dead earned for us forgiveness of sins, everlasting life, and salvation. Faith just simply clings to that. Faith simply just trusts and relies upon that and makes all that Jesus did our own. So James asks, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? This is another concrete example of faith evidenced by works. Abraham was a believer in Christ. How do we know that? We've seen his works. James writes, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works faith was made perfect. Literally, faith was filled. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Abraham's willing sacrifice of his son, willing to plunge a knife into his son and give him as a sacrifice to the Lord, evidenced his faith and his trust in the coming Messiah. His faith and his actions were working together. And that's the sanctified life of a Christian. Faith works together with works. Faith produces, energizes works. It's not the other way around. Works do not produce, works do not energize faith. And here the picture of the good tree in Matthew 7 is so important. Jesus says, a good tree will bring forth good fruit. A dead tree brings forth nothing. So faith in Jesus Christ will bring forth fruit, fruits of faith, good works, a life of a Christian in love and service to God and our fellow human beings. Now, it's not the fruit that grows a tree. It's a tree that grows a fruit. So also it's faith that produces the works. Works do not produce faith. James uses a second example. Remember Rahab, the former prostitute, the former harlot? He says she too was justified by her active faith in the promised Messiah, by her hiding and saving those spies that came to her home in the city of Jericho. And finally, James uses one last example in verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. What good is a body without breath, without life? It's useless. It's dead. So what good is faith without works? It's useless. It's dead also. In fact, as we said, there's no faith. I know we asked this question before in maybe a couple sermons. The question is this: if you are arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence in your life for a certain conviction? If you have a living and active faith consistently fed by the Word of God, there will be a certain conviction. Jesus himself says, "By their fruits you shall know them," meaning my believers. When it comes to salvation, there's only one good work that saves. That's the work that Jesus did for us. His perfect living of all of the commandments every moment of his life. His perfect sacrifice of his death upon the cross to pay for the guilt and punishment of my sins and your sins, and his resurrection from the grave. There is only one who is good, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. His good work alone saves sinners from eternal damnation. The faith that God the Holy Spirit then works in our hearts and gives as a gift of his grace is a living and active thing, not a dead, intellectual, static faith. And by God's grace, this faith shows. It shows in your life and in my life, in our daily living, as we serve and live for and give and share and support one another and live for God. It's not the works of the believers that save them. It's God's grace through Christ, our Lord. May the Holy Spirit, through that gospel message of Christ's death and resurrection, continue to sustain and preserve our saving faith, our active faith in Jesus Christ, who died for us that we might live. An active living faith that's seen not only in our profession, as we profess it this morning in church, but also seen in our actions as we live it day by day in our life. Good works are not necessary for salvation. Jesus has done it all. Our salvation is accomplished. Our salvation is finished. Our salvation is complete. But good works are necessary. Necessary as evidence of a living, active faith in Christ. Let's close this morning with Martin Luther's preface to that great book by the Apostle Paul, the letter to the Romans, where he's writing about how faith is a source of good works. Luther writes, "Faith is a divine work in us that transforms us and begets, that gives life anew from God, kills the old Adam, makes us entirely different people in heart, spirit, mind, and all our powers, and brings the Holy Spirit with it. Oh, faith is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, so that it is impossible for it not to be constantly doing what is good. Likewise, faith does not ask if good works are to be done, but before one can ask, faith has already done them and is constantly active. Praise God. Amen. The peace of God which passes understanding will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.